So if we say that the soul has knowledge, soul is Sachidananda, and that knowledge is covered, then what exactly is covered? Is it some spiritual knowledge, or is it the specific knowledge of verses from the scriptures? Basically, it is the soul's inclination towards spiritual understanding, or whatever inclination the soul has acquired. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, Krishna talks about the Yoga Bhrashta, the souls who have started spiritual life but they are unable to continue. They leave it off. So what happens is that Krishna says that Purvabhyasena Tenaiva Riyate Yavashopi Saha Jigyasurapi Yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate Purvabhyasena Tenaiva. By the past practice, Riyate Yavashopi Saha, one is helplessly attracted. So that attraction towards Krishna is what is there, and that comes back to us. So avritam jnanametena, Krishna talks about lust, or in general about worldly desires, kama. They cover our knowledge. They cover our knowledge means that the soul has awareness of its spirituality, but that knowledge is covered over by selfish desire. That means we forget that and we start perceiving ourselves differently, as men, as women, as whatever it is. So when we become purified, that covering is removed. When the covering is removed, then we start seeing things as they are. And from that point onwards, we start functioning more effectively. So it's not necessary that the specific verses in scripture is what the soul remembers. That is more of the, you could say, the verbalization of the knowledge. But the knowledge itself is internalized. So it is not that, say, there are in various parts of the world we have had the Jnanananda Maharaj has written a book called Animals in Krishna Consciousness. So basically, there are places as in Malaysia, there was one dog every evening would come outside the temple at the time of Gaurati and just stand there. And the devotees would shoo it away, it would go a little distance again, stand over there. Where there is in South India, there is a temple where there is a crocodile which takes only vegetarian food. It takes only rice that is offered to the deities. And many people come and sponsor rice for the deities, not because the deity will take, but because the crocodile will take. So they offer the bhoga and then they bring it, and the crocodile actually eats it. So what is happening over here? That spiritual life cannot be begun in animal form, but spiritual life can be continued in animal form. If a soul has practiced in the human form, but somehow because of some reason the soul loses the human body, like happened with Bharat Maharaj. When he evolved spiritually, but because he was attached to a deer, so he went down to animal body. He went to a deer body, but he did not get deer consciousness. Even in deer consciousness, even in deer body, he was trying to associate with sages, being satisfied with whatever grass was available nearby, but staying in association with sages. Now it's not that deer was speaking Sanskrit verses. No. The deer was just a deer, but that spiritual consciousness was there. So sometimes verses may also emerge, but that is not the essential thing. The essential thing is that inclination towards Krishna is what it stays on. So if somebody has acquired that in the human form of life, even the soul goes to animal form, from that animal form the soul will get it, will continue that. The next human form again, it will continue further. So basically, when the soul goes from one body to another, the subtle body goes with it. And in the subtle body, there can be attraction towards material things, there can be attraction towards spiritual things. That is carried over from the soul. That is carried over from one body to another. That is covered by illusion, and that uncovering has taken place, even if it is partial, that partial uncovering will be carried on to the next life. Does that answer your question?